waves from the Queen's death. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. King Charles III addressed the Commonwealth in his first speech as monarch.
I too now solemnly pledge myself, throughout the remaining time God grants me, to uphold the constitutional principles at the heart of our nation.
The king made it clear Friday he was grieving deeply for the loss of his mother and vowed to continue her service.
King Charles also conferred the title Prince and Princess of Wales upon William and Kate, saying he's confident they will continue to inspire the national conversation, bringing the marginal to the center ground. And he expressed his love for Harry and Meghan. Now, as we wait for the funeral date to be set, tributes to the Queen continue to flow from the British and beyond as people come to realize what they're going to miss. A woman, a monarch who was so dignified and yet not distant.
Fox's Amy Kellogg in London. The Justice Department and former President Trump's legal team have filed a court documents containing their special master recommendations. The two sides, though, are far apart on who should be appointed as arbiter and what the individual should review. Both parties say they will advise the judge about their positions about the other party's proposal on Monday. Meantime, a federal judge dismissed Trump's lawsuit against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and former top FBI officials.
U.S. District Judge Donald Middlebrook said in his ruling that what former President Trump's lawsuit lacks in substance and legal support, it seeks to substitute with length, hyperbole, and the settling of scores and grievances, and that the court was not the proper forum.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Trump sued, claiming that Clinton and FBI officials had acted together to concoct the Russia investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Deputies in Georgia file murder charges against a suspect for the shooting deaths of two Cobb County deputies as they tried to serve a warrant on Thursday. Sheriff Craig Owens has some choice words for that suspect and the other one charged with a felony theft.
I want to look him in the eye who committed this act, as well as my fellow sheriffs behind me wanted to see the same thing. That's just the honest truth. I wanted to see the individual who committed this heinous act against my deputies, and I wanted to look in their eyes.
The fallen officers were identified as Jonathan Kolesky and Marshall Irvin Jr. New York's governor declares an emergency to fight polio.
The disaster emergency comes after more poliovirus was found in wastewater in the New York City area, further evidence that it's spreading. A sewage sample collected last month east of the city on Long Island testing positive, and health officials say that sample is linked genetically to a previously announced polio case north of the city in Rockland County, the country's first case in nearly a decade. The virus had already been found in Orange and Sullivan counties and in New York City. State health officials are urging people unvaccinated or not up to date with shots not to roll the dice with polio, which can cause paralysis. The emergency declaration expands vaccination efforts, allowing EMS workers, pharmacists, and midwives to administer shots. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's been a very dry summer in New England, so if you plan to do some leaf peeping this fall, things will be different.
This summer's drought is expected to cause a patchy array of fall colors starting earlier in New England. Experts anticipate the season, which typically peaks in October, to be more spread out, with some trees changing earlier or even browning and dropping leaves. Severe drought happened this summer in southern New England and remains in some areas. Parts of Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine are in a moderate drought. John Saucier, Fox News.
And stocks rose Friday, posting their first weekly gain in a month. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.